You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Sarah's out today. We'll be back next week. We're going to revisit some programs on Monday for the Labor Day holiday. What's going on in the skies? What can we see in the night skies? Headed out to Concordia University, Nebraska, Dr. Robert Herman, Professor of Physics and Director of the Austin Observatory at Concordia University, Nebraska, joining us by phone this morning. Dr. Herman, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Thanks for inviting me here.
Tell us about the observatory at Concordia University, Nebraska, and what you and the students and the community there get to do at the observatory.
We're really fortunate to have both a good site and a good observatory here at Concordia, Nebraska. Obviously, we're kind of out in the middle of Nebraska, so we have really dark skies. And about 16 years ago, an alumnus and friend of the university, Pete, and his wife, Dory Austin, approached Concordia and said, we'd like to donate funds for you to build an observatory. And so we have a computer-controlled 16-inch telescope at the northeast edge of campus inside of a nice building, and we get great views of the sky. And so every year, usually about once a month in the fall and the spring, we open up the observatory to anyone from the public who wants to come and look through the telescope. We usually get a great crowd, anywhere from 20 to 50 people. And I take my astronomy classes out there, and even senior physics students who need to do a research project can use the observatory for their research. So we kind of get to use it at all different levels.
What's happening in the skies this season? I've seen a number of posts about some of the things that we can see. What's of interest to you and the students in the community this season?
Right now is actually a really good time. There are two things that are kind of coming together right now. Late summer is always really good for looking at the Milky Way. The Milky Way is overhead, and through a telescope and even through binoculars, if you just scan along the Milky Way, there are all sorts of star clusters and nebulae, clouds of gas, that are visible. And so there's some of those that are really interesting to see right now. We're also getting, just by accident, a whole bunch of planets that are visible right now. So right after sunset, the big bright thing that you see just over the western horizon is Venus. We won't be able to see Venus through the telescope, but just above that is Jupiter, and then higher in the sky is Saturn, and then behind it is Mars. And so being able to look at Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars all in the same night is really great. It is just wonderful to be out there at the telescope and listen to people when they look through it. The first time they see Jupiter and the first time they see Mars, they kind of gasp, and they say, wow, it looks just like it does in pictures.
What are some tips for those of us, observing for the first time? What are we looking for? How do we know what we're looking for if we're new to looking at the night skies?
Well, the first thing to do is, especially if you're doing it just on your own, get a pair of binoculars, try to go somewhere dark, and start with the brightest things. The moon, I could just look at the moon all night. Looking at the moon is fantastic. There are always different parts of it that are highlighted at any phase of the moon. And then go on and look for the brighter things, the planets. Even with a small with binoculars, you can see four of the moons of Jupiter, and you can probably see the rings of Saturn. And then one of the things that I love to do in the summertime is just lay on my back. If it's dark enough to see the Milky Way, just scan along the Milky Way, and things will catch your eye. You'll see a bright spot, and if you look at it closely, you'll see that it's a dense cluster of stars or something like that. And so even without a telescope, there's really a lot that's accessible. Just look for the brightest things and then work your way dimmer as you get more used to it.
So what are the ideal conditions for viewing the night skies?
Ideal is ideal for viewing is not always the same as ideal for being outside. The perfect night would be a clear, dark, cold night in winter. But, of course, that's not very comfortable at all. So we don't usually even have observatory shows in December, January, or February because it's just too cold outside. But the cooler it is, then the drier it will be, and the air is more transparent, so you can see a lot better. So clear, and you want to get as far away from lights as you can, but even a place where you can't see lights directly, you'll be able to see things like planets and the moon. So as clear and as cool as you can get, as dark as you can get, those are really the best things. Here at Concordia, we're really fortunate because where the telescope is, it's shielded from most of the lights on campus, and there are just fields out to the east of us, so we have a really dark sky.
So the corn and the cows don't get in the way of seeing everything.
Corn doesn't bother us.
Here in St. Louis, in St. Louis County, our libraries have telescopes available for lending, and that's been a fun experience for our family with our son, who's soon to be 5. He's enjoyed it. So now every time we go to the library, he asks if a telescope is available because he just wants to look at the moon. And it's been a lot of fun, and the conversations that stem from that are certainly encouraging as well as we get to talk about creation. Let's talk a little bit more about that. How might observation of the moon, the planets, the stars, other things that we see in the sky, how can that lend itself to meaningful conversation about God and his creation?
I think it gives us a lot of entry points to those conversations. The awe and the wonder you get from looking at craters on the moon or seeing the rings of Saturn are just a reflection of the awe and wonder that we get from the whole creation and from the Creator himself. And Albert Einstein said once, the most incomprehensible thing about nature is that nature is comprehensible. Looking at the sky and realizing that our little puny human brains can understand how these things work. We can understand gravity and how orbits work. We can understand nuclear fusion and how stars work. It doesn't have to be that way. Our infinite, all-powerful God could have made a world that we didn't understand. But he chose to make a world that was unlike himself, that was more limited, and that was understandable to human minds. And that realization helps us really recognize that all of creation is a gift. It's an act of love and an act of mercy to humanity, that we can understand the world and we can be comfortable and have dominion in the world because God made the world as a place that we can understand.
You have, we just have about 30 seconds left. You have some open house events coming up at the observatory.
That's right. Coming up next Thursday and the first Thursday of each month in the fall, we have an open house. You can find it at the Concordia, Nebraska website. This Thursday, it's from 8:30 to 10 o'clock, and we'll be able to see Mars, Saturn, and Jupiter, and some other things in the Milky Way galaxy.
So if you're in the Seward, Nebraska area, check it out at Concordia University, Nebraska. Dr. Robert Herman, Professor of Physics and Director of the Austin Observatory at Concordia University, Nebraska, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you very much.
That does it for the Coffee Hour today. I'm Andy Bates. The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.